Oh, he has, Your Eminence. In fact, I think the dance may have come to more of a complete halt than he realizes.
In what way?
He's been very careful to communicate only verbally, by way of personal representatives he trusts, Craggyhill said. Oh, I've been in correspondence with him, but none of our letters have contained anything incriminating. We've both had excellent reasons to avoid that. The Earl grimaced, and Shillaire snorted. Treachery came as naturally as breathing to Thomas Simmons, Grand Duke of Zebediah. If Craggyhill had been so incautious as to include any open reference to treason in a letter to Zebediah, the Grand Duke would have sold it to Caleb and Charlian the moment it offered him any advantage. But, the Earl continued, he's finally committed to a definite schedule for supplying us with the new rifled muskets, and he said as much in writing.
You're joking.
Oh, no. Craggyhill's smile was thinner than ever. Of course, he didn't realize he was committing that to me. His correspondence to me is still the very soul of discretion, but he's had to be a bit more frank in his instructions to those envoys of his. I've been aware of that for some time, and I'm afraid his current envoy was brutally set upon and robbed last night. The Earl clasped his hands in front of him and raised his eyes piously towards heaven for a moment. Obviously, I'm investigating, and the envoy, who suffered only minor injuries and the loss of all his jewels and money, is torn between mentioning the fact that his stolen money belt contained his most recent instructions, and hoping to shun way we never catch up with the thieves in question.
You think he truly doesn't realize you already have it, which you clearly do, my lord?
Shillaire asked, his eyes narrowing. Oh, he has to recognize it as a possibility, Your Eminence, but it was a very convincing robbery, if I do say so myself. And the thieves were clearly planning to cut his throat to make sure there were no witnesses when he managed to escape, which should make him at least a little doubtful about my involvement. He knows I have to know that if I'd had him killed, Zebediah would instantly have smelled a spider rat and backed away. What he doesn't know is that I knew, or rather strongly suspected, he had those instructions on his person. I don't think he realized my agents had been able to identify the factor here in Valena who's been passing Zebediah's mail back and forth. So he doesn't know the thieves followed from picking up his latest dispatch. As a matter of fact, I'm not positive he'd had time to read it himself, although from some of the things he said, it's pretty evident he's at least generally aware of its contents. Given all that, there's got to be a huge question mark in his mind where the possibility of my involvement is concerned, but he can't be certain either way. So he's probably hoping it really was thieves who'll be interested only in his money and jewels and simply throw the correspondence away, or failing that, that they'll be bright enough to realize just how dangerous it is and burn it before it can get them killed. The last thing he wants is for my guardsmen to lay the thieves by the heels, find Zebediah's letter to him, and hand it over to me. But the critical point is that even if Zebediah thinks I arranged it, even if he decides he wants to back away, he can't now. I have a letter in his own hand, telling his envoy to tell our friends in Coruscant he's prepared to supply weapons for the purpose of resisting the Carizian occupation. Specifically, with rifled muskets diverted from the Imperial Army in Chisholm. Neither I nor anyone else in Coruscant is identified in the letter, but his intentions are spelled out quite clearly over his own signature. The Bishop Executor decided he could easily have shaved with Craggyhill's smile, and he felt himself smiling back. That letter's going into my personal strongbox, Your Eminence, the Earl said in a tone of intense satisfaction. And if Zebediah should happen to prove difficult, I can always gently inform him that I have it. And, of course, that should he continue to prove difficult, it just might find its way into Garvey's or Cherman's hands. Shillaire leaned back in his chair once more, and his smile faded into a more sober expression of gratitude.
Thank you, God, he thought. Forgive me for having doubted, for having permitted myself to feel despair. The writ says you will deliver your enemies to justice, using even the hand of the ungodly themselves. I can scarcely pretend the Grand Duke is a godly man, but you've given him into our hands, and in the end we will use that to bring your enemies to justice.
He closed his eyes briefly as he made that promise, but even if he'd kept them open, he would never have noticed the tiny remote perched upon his ceiling, which had just transmitted every word of his conversation with Craggy Hill to a far-distant artificial intelligence named Owl.